It's very likely that many young people sat around the TV set last December to watch Hairspray Live on NBC, complete with live audiences on the set. But no matter how large the big screen TV monitor was that evening, and as live as NBC tried to make the experience, it just wasn't like being in a theater with living, breathing, singing, and dancing actors. Even so, young people were intrigued, no doubt, by the telecast, and if so, they are invited to take part in a real theatrical experience of Hairspray Jr. this summer at the Scranton Cultural Center, just one of the many different experiences awaiting curious campers. July 10th through August 18th, it is the annual summer camp program at the Scranton Cultural Center. Camille Reinecke is Arts and Education Outreach Manager, and Rachel Fronduti, PR and Marketing Coordinator at the Cultural Center, and they stopped in to talk with us about Summer Camp 2017 and the Center's approach to engaging young ones in the arts. Camille Reinecke.
We work to provide opportunities for children of all ages and families to get involved in the arts all year round. So we have a lot of different programs going on currently that, of course, are gearing up and leading into our large program, which is our summer camp. And for kids who have never gotten to see a show before, we try to provide little opportunities, whether it's a film or an actual play that they can come see, so they kind of get the experience of attending theater. I mean, you see kids up there, and then you want to become that. You want to experience that yourself. So we have a lot of exciting programs coming up. We have a series of free films coming up, which are really exciting. On May 20th, we're screening Hairspray.
Is that a...
It's a tie-in. Yeah, it's a tie-in to our camp program. So this year for summer camp, I'm so excited because we're offering a series of wonderful sessions which will get kids excited to be involved in the arts. Two of our large productions that we're going to be working on are Hairspray Jr. and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. It's a full, you know, it's a full experience for these kids. They learn all about all different aspects of theater, and they get to be involved in, you know, painting scenery, helping with costumes. They get to understand how props are built, but then they also get to learn how to be a great performer and how to sing and read music, how to dance, and they really get into some acting technique too. So it's a very well-rounded experience for these kids.
And what about your colleagues?
Our staff connect very well with our campers. They love these kids and they love the arts. So their two passions are coming together to have a great experience for these kids.
And what's your favorite part?
I love seeing it all come together. I mean, the first couple days of camp, we're doing auditions, we're assigning them roles, we're kind of getting them familiar with the script. As we go on, it's all about the process, and then seeing it come together in the end is always a beautiful thing. You know, the magic of theater, seeing all the different elements come together in a beautiful way.
Were you fortunate enough as a young person yourself to have such an experience?
I was. I mean, I have been involved in theater for the majority of my life, and it's always been such a great pastime and hobby of mine, and now it's what I do for a living. So it's definitely a big part of my life.
And you're passing it on then, and you know what it's like to be a wide-eyed little one on stage for the first time.
Oh, definitely. And that's why I try to make it very comfortable for these kids, because I want to show them how much fun and how rewarding this experience can be. I don't want them to experience that nerve-wracking side of theater, and I don't want them to see it as a daunting thing. I want it to be approachable for these kids and something that they feel they can do and be proud of.
And Rachel, we turn to you for the superstructure, because that's the heart of the summer camp. But what about finding out more? What would you recommend people do?
Well, very easily, you can just go to sccmt.org/camp, and that'll take you right to our website with all the information about our session offerings. You can download our brochure and registration to learn about pricing and answer any questions you might have. And then, of course, we always try to have all the information prominent on all of our social media pages, as well as any of the upcoming children's events that we have. So we'll have all the information, and Camille will be there at our free films. And if you're looking for kind of a sneak peek into the kinds of things that your young performer would be doing, you can come check out our musical theater review on May 13th at 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock. The proceeds do benefit our need-based scholarship program. So It'll be a fun experience, and also it's, you know, you're giving back and helping young kids, regardless of means, enjoy their experience with the arts. So that show will feature performers from 5th through 12th grade, and they're going to be singing songs from Matilda, School of Rock, Grease, Little Shop of Horrors, Newsies, and really kind of just immersing themselves and dabbling in a little bit of this. And there's some, you know, more traditional theatrical numbers and more contemporary. So you'll kind of get an inside look at what the finished product can look like.
And the Scranton Cultural Center is quite a space because you can accommodate Broadway touring shows. So you have little ones who are actually able to get onto a stage and see what it's like looking out from, wow, a real house, right?
Yeah, it's a historic stage. Our theater is massive. It can fit nearly 2,000 people. So we've come close to filling it with some of our summer camp shows, having hundreds and hundreds of people there. And that is a really, really special experience for our campers.
In the course of the period, are there two sessions? How does it play out?
We have sessions that are 1, 2, and 3 weeks in length. So if you're taking a long vacation, if you're going out of the country, we have a session that can fit into your schedule. I'm sure of it. Our summer camp is for pre-K all the way to 12th grade, so it's broken down into two different divisions. We have our younger division, which is the Little Dragon Playhouse, and that's our pre-K through 4th grade campers. And then we have our summer stage, which is 5th grade, with some exceptions 4th grade, all the way to 12th grade. And our Little Dragon Playhouse camps are all 1 week long, except for Joseph, which is a 2 week camp. But the 1 week sessions all just have really fun themes, which we are going to be incorporating the themes into a musical production, which will be performed at the end of the 1 week session. So that's for our little kids. And then the older campers have three different options. They have a 1 week musical theater boot camp, which is a 1 week intensive where they're going to be learning a series of really specific skills in the realm of performing arts. Then we jump to our 3 week long Hairspray production, which I'm particularly excited for that production because it's just such an important story. It incorporates and embraces themes of friendship and love and diversity, and it's just such an important thing for our kids to learn about, and it happens to be a really fun show as well. And then we have our 2 week production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which encompasses all ages. It is for the entire camp. So we're going to finish on a really high, really strong note with having all of our campers involved. One thing I wanted to mention is if you have a really young one who you think might be interested in being on the stage, we also have a half-day option available for kids in pre-K and kindergarten. So that is just a few hours, get their toes wet, get them interested in theater.
What other things will unfold in the next couple of months for all of us at the center?
Well, our season is kind of winding down, but we do definitely have a few things still going on. On May 12th, we're going to be featuring Pirates of the Caribbean, which is a salute to Jimmy Buffett. So we're kind of having that as our summer kickoff. There'll be a post-show parrot party. There'll be a meet and greet with the performers and just obviously a lot more fun. And then we'll be gearing up to hopefully in June announce what we're going to be doing for the 17-18 season.
Rachel, I asked Camille about her favorite part when it comes to summer camp. What about you?
I just think it's so interesting to watch kids who maybe you see on the first day of camp come out of their shell by the end of it. And there was a student last summer that just in The Wizard of Oz completely lit up the stage. You couldn't take your eyes off of her. She just had such an energy. And I remember talking to her and saying, "You are doing such a great job. You must have been doing this for so long." And she said, "No, this is my first time." And it was just, I can only accredit that to our staff for really getting down in the dirt with these kids and really helping them be the best performers that they can be. And I think when you look at our materials and you see the photographs, especially within the last couple of years, there is just such a light in the kids' eyes. And you can tell they love each other. They love the experience. They love what they're doing. And it just bleeds out of those photos. Like, you cannot help but just smile looking at them, because they're truly doing something that's making them so happy. And whether they do theater for the rest of their life or they use these skills to just kind of help them become more well-rounded adults and know how to be good public speakers and carry themselves in job interviews, the skills that they're learning are invaluable and so important.
Rachel Fronduti, PR and Marketing Coordinator, and Camille Reinecke, Arts and Education Outreach Manager at the Scranton Cultural Center, speaking with us about Summer Camp 2017 and more. Summer Camp 2017 runs July 10th through August 18th, and there are many options and many opportunities. The featured shows this summer, Hairspray Jr. and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dream Coat. And if you need more information, you are welcome to check the website, sccmt.org/camp, sccmt.org/camp, and SCCMT stands for Scranton Cultural Center at the Masonic Temple, sccmt.org/camp. You heard that on May 12th for grown-ups, it's Pirates of the Caribbean. On May 13th at 2 and 8 p.m., the Broadway Review. For young ones, Matilda, Grease, lots more music. And it's a way of getting to sample what you might experience, what they might experience in Summer Camp 2017. And Camille Reinecke will be on hand to talk about and answer any questions you might have about the camp program. And then on May 20th, it is a film screening of Hairspray. And for more information online, sccmt.org/camp.